Hi. Merry Christmas. I'm Thumper Wiley Hangum, president of Parents Worried About Kids in an Odd Way. PWAK-OW. Quack. Ow! Our kids in America are all wrong, but no one will say the real reason why. It is not the schools or TV or fluoride. Well, some of it's fluoride. But mostly, it's an evil everyone wants to ignore. Well, not PWAKOW. Quack! Ow! What's wrong with our kids is the proliferation of silly Christmas lyrics. I'm speaking, of course, of Jingle Bells, Batman Spells, Robin Laid an Egg. That's the main one. There's also that Deck Us All with Boston Charlie song and the insidious Underground, Joy to the World, The Teacher's Dead. Sure, it starts singing funny lyrics to Christmas songs, then before you know it, the kids are singing, Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is running down the alley in a 67 Ford. Then they're giving aid and comfort to our nation's enemies when they do stuff like that. And they get convicted and then shot as traitors. Do you want your children executed by firing squad? Count to 10 before you answer. Then call the Whack Out hotline, 1-800-8-WHACK-OUT. We'll take care of your kids before the government does. Stop the singing of silly Christmas lyrics. Call Whack Out! Merry Christmas, everybody!
'94 is a whole new era for football. The NFL comes to Fox. It's a whole new way of watching football with the best play-by-play man and clown in the business.
Hi, this is Krusty the Clown. I heartily endorse this product or service. It's the LA Rams versus the Cincinnati Bengals, who cost me $5,000 last week. With me in the booth is my analyst, Sideshow Bob.
Hello again, everyone. It's sure to be a great game, as if scripted by Eugene O'Neill himself. The Rams season full of angst and ennui.
Let's go to our sideline reporter. Lucky a job opened up at the network. Shannon Doherty.
Oh, look at what she's doing with the offensive lineman, Trusty.
Jeez, if Ashley finds out, there goes my supply of cocoa butter tanning oil. Listen, on the truck, no matter what the score, put the final up as Rams 31, Bengals 2. Yeah, my bookie won't catch on till the Monday morning papers come out.
The NFL on Fox with Krusty, Sideshow Bob, and Shannon Doherty. Plus, the pregame show, The NFL in Living Color, hosted by Chevy Chase.
Hey, in the booth, can we see the tape of Shannon again? Oh, look, the special teams.
It's time to have an out-of-mind experience, throw down our arms and pick up our feet, assume the stance of our furry ancestors, and enjoy another Nature Minute. With erstwhile Manatee Brander, Reader's Digest humor and uniform contributor and muddled thinker to the stars, Dr. Bud Natural.
Call me Bud, okay?
Okay, here's Bud with another Nature Minute.
Today's letter comes from little 46-year-old Albert Gore of cancerous Persimmon, Tennessee. Dear Dr. Natural, call me Bud, Al, okay? Okay. Dear Bud, I'm Vice President of the United States of America, and now I have access to all sorts of secret government files. I found the one about the dead alien UFO pilot in New Mexico, the real Warren Report conclusions, the Iran-Contra truth, Reagan's Grecian formula, but I can't find anything about Santa Claus. Is there a Santa Claus? Tell me quick, because I'm keeping Tipper awake nights and she gets grouchy. Signed, Al. Yes, Albert, there is a Santa Claus. Ask any defense contractor who ever overran his R&D contract with the Pentagon. I'll buy the bit about the dead aliens, JFK, the Ayatollah, and Ron's coal black hair. They're all connected, you know. And yes, I believe in Santa Claus. Of course, he doesn't live at the North Pole. The shifting ice of the polar cap would grind his house into splinters. Santa lives in Gretna. He spends most of the year hijacking trucks and drinking beer. Then on Christmas Eve, he's magically transformed into a jolly old elf. At least that's what we told the cops. So, happy holidays, Al. Right when you get work. This is Bud Natural reminding you, if Jack Frost comes nipping at your nose, be grateful that's the body part he went for. Bundle up and enjoy the planet. Okay?
Hi, I'm Jerry Burp, excuse me, and this is The Man Minute. Today, those gifts we're about to get, can we accept them with grace and sensitivity expected of us in the sensitive 90s? Let's first look at the gifts we're about to give. For the kids, toys. Mighty Morphin Rangers, video games, playhouses, stuffed friends, formerly dolls, things like that. And for the wife, for the special adult, also, toys. Jewelry, lingerie, Mighty Morphin Rangers, perfume. Meanwhile, we'll get hankies and ties and socks. Why? Because we're adults. We don't get toys. Gone are the days of electric trains and chemistry sets and baseball bats and a real Larry Holmes autograph model punching bag. It wasn't stamped on. It was a real autograph. Why'd you throw it away, Mom? It wasn't broken. It could still be fixed. I want more toys. I want more toys.
Jerry Burp, excuse me, has been dismissed early for the Christmas holidays as he wished to spend quality time with his family. Thanks for tuning in.
Well, hi and welcome. Since we've had so much bad luck just getting these station tours started, today we're starting inside the world's safest building. What's that? Where's Otis? Gee, I don't know. He's usually here by now. I hope he can get in. Well, step this way. I'll show you the Ogallala Coffee Fir, the largest underground mega coffee lake in... Ooh,
Well, hi, Dan.
Otis, where are we? What happened?
Trapdoor. Got me, too. Near as I can tell, we're way below the Earth's surface. Look over here. Deep cuts.
Oh, my gosh. It's
another song by Head East.
Hey, whoa, wait a minute. I was given a tour. What's going to happen if Sparky, the security guard, finds somebody wandering around the building without an escort?
Well, there's your answer.
Oh,
sorry, Dan, but your tours really bite.
Well, how do we get out of here?
I don't know. Why do you want to?
Well, you think our robot lookalikes, Diver 2 and Otis 12-2, will do the show today?
Well, sure, they're programmed that way. And look, a Gardetto Snickers mine.
Gee, Willikers, and the Ogallala Coffee Fir couldn't be far away.
Oh, wee doggies, over there's a TV that shows nothing but the 71 Nebraska-Oklahoma game.
Paradise. Hey, pass me a Snickers, would ya?
Go, Johnny. Sure. Chip a few garlic pretzels off the wall for me, would you?
I think I can, yeah.
Go, Johnny. Hi, this is Morose Temple Smiter, president of the Last Minute Men, guys who put off their shopping till Christmas Eve. Well, boom, here we are once again on the verge of another shopping day. For those of you who've forgotten, here are some tips. First, gift certificates. Stop anywhere, burger joints, hardware shops, industrial solvent factories, walk up to the counter. Hey, give me 30 $5 gift certificates. Boom, you're done with shopping. Usually they'll even give you an envelope, so boom, you're done with gift wrapping too. Last year, I gave taxidermy gift certificates. The wife was upset, but the kids loved them. Pets disappeared from all over the neighborhood. Two, reject and blend poinsettias. Usually by Christmas Eve, florists are begging to get leftovers out of the store. Boom, you're done. Put them in the van. I'll spray paint them red later. Three, check the neighborhood garbage. Untouched fruitcakes everywhere. Boom, you're done. Four, money, cash, folding stuff, not the best choice, it's so impersonal, but if you're really running late, it's a lifesaver. But five, the last minute gift suggestion of the year, spend the Christmas money on Powerball tickets. boom, your life could be changed forever. If the ticks don't hit, you wrap them up and give them as individual presents. Tell them, gee, another loser, sorry. Oh, well, those were for Wednesday's game? Oh, it was potentially a $90 million gift. Calm down, honey. So to all of you last-minute men, best of luck. Avoid the toy stores and malls, and remember our motto. Hey, at least I got you something. Boom. Merry Christmas.
Hi, this is Diggy Schmooze, and listen. Now that Christmas is just about over, it's time for me to make some real money. It's time for the bowl games. Okay, here's the deal. Gambling on the games is illegal, of course, but it's not illegal to buy shares in a corporation called Nebraska and the Points, Inc. Shares go for $100 each, and you can buy as many as you want. Then, January 2nd, the corporation goes out of business, and you'll get our annual report and any profits you may have realized. If you don't hear from me, assume you didn't realize any profits. Invest now. Diggy Schmooze, Nebraska and the Points, Inc., Box 1, Bowdoin, Haiti.